A Hall of Fame football player who went on to a career off the field, also in football, has died. It's Gene Upshaw. He was 63 years old. He was the head of the Players Association. We're joined by NPR's Mike Pesca. Mike, this is surprising news. I think most in the NFL had little knowledge that Gene Upshaw was ill, but he was.
Yes, he died of pancreatic cancer, and it did sneak up on people except those who were extremely close to him. And Gene Upshaw's playing career was a storied one, a 7-time Pro Bowler, 5-time first-team All-Pro. Here's an interesting stat about him. The only guy to play in a Super Bowl in 3 decades, and that may never be done again. But it's what he did after playing that really made him one of the most important people in sports.
And that was, he was the head of the NFL Players Union. Now, he played for the Oakland Raiders. He played his entire career with the Raiders, but then when he was
15 years with the Raiders. And at that time, when he took over the Players Association in 1983, football was in an entirely different state than it is now. They were $4 million in debt. Today, the Players Association has a surplus of something like $220 million. The NFL is a multi-billion dollar property. And as of the last contract that Gene Upshaw negotiated, the players get 60% of total league revenue. So for current players, and I emphasize current players, the man oversaw what was a cash bonanza. But when it comes to some of the retired players, then Gene Upshaw's life will be remembered as a more controversial one.
Well, what is that controversy there?
Well, Upshaw would always point out, and not technically, but even legally, when he's negotiating contracts, he's doing it for current players. But in football, retired players often have awful, awful injuries, debilitating injuries. If you look at the pensions that retired players in the NFL got, compare it to Major League Baseball, compare it to some of the other sports, the football players were in much worse shape. And as of recently, some very prominent other Hall of Fame players, players who were friends with Upshaw when they played together, decried his leadership. They would point to a number of retired veterans who are pretty much crippled. There's a lot of mental incapacity based on headshots the players received over the years. And these players agitated for more money and for the current players and Gene Upshaw to do something for them. And there was always this tension between Gene Upshaw and a lot of the retired players. And they looked at the fact that in 2008, Gene Upshaw made $6.7 million. And a lot of retired players had pensions that didn't even pay them above poverty wages. So he was by far the highest paid player representative in all of sports. He oversaw huge growth for the players and for the league, but he leaves behind kind of a mess when it comes to the retired players. If you ask a lot of them, they point to their illness and injuries.
Mike, how would he want to be remembered? As the head of the Players Association or as this guy who was a Hall of Fame? He was a great football player.
Yes, he was a great football player. Everyone who ever talked about him as a teammate spoke glowingly. And I think he was very proud of his tenure. He would always point to his accomplishments with the NFL Players Association. And there are stories that even if retired players weren't making as much in pensions as they'd want to, he would occasionally, people he had personal connections with, he would personally pay off their mortgages, for instance. He would always say his primary responsibility were current players, and he would point to everything he gained for current players. So many retired players would criticize that assertion. It's an issue that's not going to go away, and whoever takes over the Players Association next, a former player by the name of Clark Gaines is now heading it, this is an issue he'll have to deal with.
NPR's Mike Pesca on the death of Gene Upshaw, the head of the National Football League Players Association. Mike, thanks.
Thank you.